The Ghana Journalists Association, GJA, is asking the IGP to reconsider his proposal to block social media services during the 2016 election. President of the GJA, Roland Afilmoni, said the move will adversely affect the operations of the traditional media since they rely heavily on social media platforms for story ideas. Yesterday, the IGP said the police service is considering blocking all social media outlets as a means to ease tension, as well as limit others who operate behind the networks to cause fear and panic during the election. Many Ghanaians have reacted negatively to the statement, arguing that the police service has no right to do that. Reacting to the IGP statement, Mr. Money said although he admits the challenges of social media, the association will oppose any attempt to deny people the freedom to receive and send information on social media.
Social media has come to complement the traditional media, expand the freedom of expression landscape. We're against and we shall oppose to the hilt any attempt to keep or to deny the freedom to receive and impart information. We understand, we do appreciate the enormousness of the challenges posed by social media. The spread of poison, we can cite the one story which was put on social media about the death of Afrika, and why there was no gain of truth in that story. We appreciate where the police hierarchy is coming from, so that IGP, but at the same time, we need to strike a balance between the dangers of social media and a positive aspect. So us, and by virtue of what you do and what we want to do, banning social media is something which should not be entertained, because when the backlash should be so ferocious, people can go to every height to defend that freedom. And it also be an exercise in bad timing.
Now, you have admitted to some of the dangers associated with social media. And we are at a time where people just pick stories from social media. People write anything, post it on social media, and then they start circulating it. We've had instances where reputable media houses have used social media stories without even cross-checking. The police would say that they have a right to do that, considering all these instances.
We can also look at the dangers posed by traditional media. And some of the dangers far exceed in magnitude what social media does wrong. But nobody has dreamt of even banning traditional media. Look at some of the newspapers. They are examples of professional poison, because they specialize in spreading something which has no semblance with quality journalism at all. Look at what is shown on some of our television screens. They are professional baller. But again, we tolerate them. Look at what you hear on some of the radio stations. Linguistically toxic material, which is fed to the general public. Again, nobody has dreamt of banning them. So if you have learned to live with all the professional sins of social media, try then to replace the professional sins.
We know that the GJA is reviewing their code of ethics and including social media. If it comes in before that period, then maybe there will be some kind of regulation so that the IGP does not ban social media.
What we've done is to point to the way of sanitizing social media in a draft form, which is subjected to validation sometime early next month, after which it will be adopted, and we expect journalists with their thoughts to internalize and reflect the contents of the code. Certainly, yes, it will be for public consumption, and please, those are open. Our code will reinforce the need for IGP to take a second look at their dream of banning social media.